In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is August 25th, year 2013. It's the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, we already spoke about how God loves all men, and He wants all men to be saved. But sadly, we also, last week, spoke about, or a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how very, very few people are saved indeed. So then why is that? Why are most people damned to hell? Obviously, then, it's not good enough that God loves us. Something more is needed for us to be saved. We have to love God back. God gave us a free will, and we can choose to love Him, or we can love the devil or our own selves, and instead of loving God. And if you love yourself, anything that you love more than God, really, then you don't really truly love God. So to be saved, and we're going to read about this right now through the scriptures, how God Himself tells us, you need to take your free will with His grace working inside of you to love Him back. And true love, not false love. Love, it's not just like a warm, cozy little feeling you can get when you take a drug or you drink alcohol or something. We're going to read through here right now how Jesus Christ is telling us, you know, because Jesus Christ is God, the second person of His Holy Trinity from all eternity. We read in Deuteronomy 6:4, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole strength. And Jesus Christ Himself said this in Matthew 22:36-37. And they say, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. So that's God's will for us to love Him back. But He doesn't force us. And if God forced us to love Him, what kind of love is that? If you got to force somebody to love you, that's not love at all. Love has to come from your own free will, and it can't be forced. Now, God says, you have a free will. And He will command, when He says, if you don't love Me, however, I can't let you come up to heaven with Me for all eternity. And that proves that if you don't love God, that you're an ultimate reprobate too, because God is all good, all knowing, and all pure love Himself, the source of all love. So really, when you reject God, you're saying, I love hatred. I don't love love. I want to be a hater. I hate order. I hate law. I hate goodness. I hate holiness. So then you deserve to go to hell. So you send yourself to hell by not loving God. We read from Deuteronomy 4:29, when thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. Yet if you seek Him with all your heart. In Psalm 118, verse 2 and verse 10, blessed are they that search His testimonies, that seek Him with their whole heart. With my whole heart have I sought after Thee. Let me not stray from Thy commandments. Now we're going to learn about how we know if we really love God. And God Himself tells us, if you love Me, you will keep My commandments. You will obey My words. You will obey everything I tell you to do. And that proves that you love Me. That's the proof of your love. That's how you can tell if you're loving God or not. We read in loving God's commandments and obeying them. We read in 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 34, verse 31. And standing in His tribunal, He, the good King Josias, made a covenant before the Lord to walk after Him and keep His commandments and testimonies and justifications with all his heart and with all his soul, and to do all things that are written in the book which he had read, to obey all of God's commandments. We read in Wisdom 6:12, covet ye therefore My words and love them, and you shall have instruction. And St. John tells us, what is charity? Charity is really, when we use love in the ultimate sense of the word, loving God, loving all that is holy, loving all that is good, that means charity. Now, you could say, I love my dog, or you love chocolate, or you love a steak. That's not really what you would call charity. Ultimate love, in this sense we're using, which is called charity, is the love of God, the love of all that's holy, the love that's of all that's good, the love of order and purity. That's called charity also. So St. John says, what is charity? Ultimately, how do we know we have charity? The ultimate charity is first loving God, then loving your neighbor, and loving His whole law. And St. John tells us, what is this love? How do we know if we have this charity? He tells us in 2 John 1:6, and this is charity, this is true love, that you walk according to His commandments. That's true love, that you obey all of God's commandments. And Jesus Christ Himself said in John 15:14, you are My friends if you do the things that I command you. And if you love God, then you are His friend. And if you're not God's friend, then you don't love Him. You can't love Him. If God looks at you and says, you're not My friend, then God's telling you, you don't really love Me. And He's saying, to be My friend and to love Me, you need to keep all My commandments. We read about this also in John 14:23-24, where Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, keepeth not my commandments, obeyeth not my commandments." We know if we love God, then we have to ultimately love the truth. So if we don't love the truth, we can't love God. So loving the truth and loving God goes hand in hand. Even a lot of times what God will do, before you even know the true God, before you even converted, he sees if you're humble and you love the truth, if you have some goodwill. If you really do love the truth, you'll ultimately then God will show himself to you, reveal himself to you, so that you can then know who the true God is, and then know all the truths, the supernatural truths that you don't know, and then you can save your soul. Jesus Christ himself even tells us that he is the truth himself. God Almighty is the truth, the source of all truth and true wisdom. We read about that in John 14:6. Jesus said to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." So, if you love God, you have to love the truth. We read in 3 Kings 2:4, that the Lord may confirm his words which he has spoken to me, saying, "If thy children shall take heed to their ways, and shall walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not be taken away from thee a man on the throne of Israel." And we read in John 4:23, "Adore the Father in spirit and in truth." And in Psalm 144:18-20, "The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to call upon him in truth. He will do the will of them that fear him, and he will hear their prayer and save them. The Lord keepeth all them that love him, and the wicked he will destroy." And Isaiah 26:2, "Open ye the gates, and let the just nation that keepeth the truth enter in." So if you love God, you need to love the truth, and you need to obey all his commandments. These are the things how you save your soul, all right? By loving the truth, and a lot of that's what has to first even in your heart, you have to first love the truth and be humble. Even somebody who doesn't know God, if he has those two qualities, if he's truly humble and he truly loves the truth, God will direct him to him so he can get the full truth, the supernatural truth he doesn't know, to have true wisdom, and he can save his soul. And if the guy's really of good will, he's going to obey all of God's commandments. Now, along with being humble and seeking the truth also, people who are good will that don't even know God yet, they're usually keeping the natural law. At least they're keeping most of the natural law, maybe all the natural law, and they're cooperating with God's grace, even though they don't know him yet. So they love the truth, they're humble, and they're keeping the natural law. And God says to people who are like that, that's who he reveals himself to. That's where wisdom comes. Wisdom, true wisdom, and the true truth, not the false truths and the false wisdom, only comes to people that love God, they're humble, and they're keeping the moral law. Then God will start working with you. And even if you get a Catholic who falls into mortal sin, he becomes very bad. Then he starts getting clouded and fogged. His mind, his wisdom, he starts losing wisdom. He starts losing the comprehension of the truth if a Catholic is an obstinate mortal sin. But even if you're not Catholic and you're humble, you obey the moral law. We read about this in Wisdom 1:2-4. "For he is found by them that tempt him not, and he shows himself to them that have faith in him. For perverse thoughts separate from God, and his power when it is tried reproveth the unwise. For wisdom will not enter into a malicious soul, nor dwell in a body subject to sins." So to come to the full truth that you need to know to love and obey God, you have to be living a moral life. You have to be living a moral life. So here we're learning here that you need to love God to be saved, which means you need to love the truth, and you need to obey all his commandments. Now, next week we're going to deal specifically with God's commandments, and we're going to show you the reason people go to hell is because they violate those commandments. All the different types of reasons and all types of things people, the sins they commit, that put them on the broad road to hell. And so therefore, next week when we're going to give this lecture on that, you're going to hear all these particular sins, and if you're committing any one of those sins, know that you're on the road to hell. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.